Coming up on June 4th is the For the Kids Golf Tournament, and I've got Chuck Trent here and Vanessa Buss with me this day. And how are you guys doing?
Doing pretty darn well. Sun's shining today. It's a great day.
What a beautiful day on the coast.
It is a beautiful day on the coast. And I tell you what, this is one of the great tournaments that happens around. I mean, I know everybody has a tournament, but this is one of the ones mainly because of who it benefits. Tell me a little bit about the kids that benefit from this tournament and how they benefit.
So the last 2 years have really been up and down with COVID, and it had a really major impact with our kids and their ability to learn, the emotional distress that they've gone through as well. And so we've seen a real uptick in emotional issues with our kids. And so the good thing is that the club is there. Our staff is trained. They know how to deal with these issues. And it's a place where the kids can just be safe. They can just be kids. And so this tournament is really about the kids. We want to have everybody come out and have a really good time, which we always do. But this is about the kids. And so our golf tournament is what actually funds our summer program, including and up to the Air Academy that'll be held in August, which is the premier event on the coast. There's no place else that does that kind of thing for kids. So we're really, really proud of our club, and we're so grateful for the community that comes out every day to help us.
Now, I've spoken with some of the other folks that are head of programs and stuff like that, saying that even during the pandemic, they've still seen a pretty good showing from their donors. Has that been the same way for the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, it's actually dropped off quite a bit. And I think what's really made that cause that drop off is because everybody is really worried right now about inflation and gas prices. And again, when you think about in our community, the people that need childcare the most and need child development the most are the least likely to be able to afford it. And we're seeing more and more grandparents that are raising kids. We're seeing more single parents. So the need has gone up. And again, I understand because everybody's nervous about the economy right now. But boy, do we really, really need to take care of our families. This is the time when the community needs to come together. And we are so blessed for this community that has always stood by the Boys and Girls Club and always been willing to help each other. And so that's the thing that gets us through every day.
And I wonder, too, a lot of folks, may be thinking that, the kids were at home with their parents. They had to be home and that. So maybe the need wasn't there. But the need still consistently is there, right?
That's right. And even during the middle of the pandemic, the reality was that we were operating as an emergency child care center. So we had all the first responder and the essential workers kids as well. And then on top of that, because a number of the families in the community don't have internet access, we had all those kids as well coming to the club every day to do distance learning when the schools were closed or when the kids were not able to go to school. So that need has never gone away. In fact, it continues to increase.
Now, Vanessa, while the golf tournament is a great fundraiser and it's a great time to get out and enjoy some time out in the fresh air and to raise some money, some folks don't play golf. So obviously there's ways that folks can contribute financially without being part of the golf tournament, right?
Absolutely. So we have general donors that can provide sponsorships to our club and for the kids. And then they can come out and do raffle items. You can come be a part of the event without having to actually participate in the golf portion of it.
So they could sponsor a hole or just sponsor a special giveaway or
That's
something.
Right. Or come in and sponsor a kid. This is one of the things that Vanessa's been talking about in the community is if you can't do these other things, every little bit counts.
So sponsor an individual.
And sponsor an individual. And that's a great way to help our kids. And then, again, it's tax deductible on top of that.
That sounds like a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes the kids are the last ones thought about, when you're sitting there, when you yourself are struggling to try, to make your payments, that are still there, even though, the pandemic kind of shut a lot of stuff down there. So it's difficult. But luckily, in a retirement community like this, we still have a lot of folks out there who weren't as financially impacted as maybe, you know, those that have to work for a living like us, you know.
That's, yeah, that's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Thanks for calling that out,
Jim. Yeah. I like to call out the retired folks from time to time. You know, as I talk on the radio in the morning, and then I'm thinking, you know, there's some guy there that doesn't have to get out of bed this morning. But I'm going to make him get out anyway. Yeah. Wake him up a little bit.
Well, and when you think about it, this is the kids in this community are our future. Who's going to be our doctors and our nurses and our teachers and our plumbers and our electricians? It's the kids that we have in the club right now.
Yeah.
And so when we take care of our kids and make sure they have this opportunity and we create the ability for them to go out and be able to make a living wage – that benefits the community, so it pays dividends back year after year.
Well, it's like your daughter who could have gone to another town and gone something different, decided to stay here and open a business and contribute back to the community that raised her.
Yes, she did. She loves it here.
I know. That's well, what's not to love? You know? So, Chuck, you've had a few months here to get used to Vanessa. Not that you didn't know her before. But, you know, You've taken from the community now and placed her in a position, and she's still in the community. I think it's a pretty secure move there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's here anyway. So how do you feel about how things are coming along so far?
Oh, I tell you, I am just tickled pink. You know, it's been a real challenge in the nonprofit world, and, you know, a number of nonprofits have gone out just because of all the circumstances around this. But – and it looks to me like less people are coming into the nonprofit world. And especially in a small rural club like we have, you wear about five hats. So, in fact, when I came in today to pick up Vanessa to come over here, they were cleaning toilets and mopping floors. And you just, you know, you're the CEO, you're the CFO, the chief financial officer, you're the RDO, which does all the fundraising.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. And in a club like this, our employees, they just do whatever has to be done. If it's painting, if it's yard work, or whatever the case might be, you just got to do what you got to do to try to make sure that we squeeze that nickel until the buffalo bellows.
Yeah. So did you one of the questions did you ask Vanessa when talking to her about this, did you say, are you a multitasker?
That was the first question. That, and, you know, the most wonderful part of this is we have a person that has grown up in the community, that
raised
loves
kids in the
community. They're going to stay in the community. Yeah. They invest in the community. And Vanessa just it just takes a really special person to work with kids, and she's got that. And so we're just – I couldn't be more proud of the work that she's done already. And I just expect that our club's going to continue to serve the community, to make sure our kids have opportunity. And I hope she has some fun along the way, because you'll never find a job that is more fulfilling than the one that she's in right now.
I'm sure that's true. That's true. Well, congratulations and continued success. Back to the golf tournament now. Tell me a little bit about how it's set up. What do you need? Do you still need sponsors? Are you looking for teams? What's the plan right now?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes for everything.
Yes.
You'll take sponsors up to the last second, won't you?
Well, and the reality is again, when we're looking at trying to fund the summer program, you know, it's expensive to because especially so many of our kids are going to be on scholarships due to the economy. And so the sponsorships really help us offset some of the cost of the tournament. And so we need sponsors, and we've been really, really fortunate. We've got Banner Bank is going to be our event title sponsor, the Melam family, and a number of Fairway Estates and Crossroad Church. We've got a number that have already signed up, but we need more. And we also are looking for teams. Last year we had a full field, and we want to have at least 34 teams again this year. The more people out there, the more fun it is. So, yes, we need all those things.
I'm looking forward to the fun.
Yeah.
We'll see how this is orchestrated.
Well, you're doing the orchestration now, which is not necessarily the fun part. But, you know, I'm sure the day of the tournament.
Of course, she's going to be out with the golf court, so you better watch out.
Oh,
Are you golfing?
No.
Oh.
I hope not.
Well, you know. Well, thank you both for being here, and looking forward to this. Again, it's June 4th.
June 4th.
For the kids, it's the golf tournament. It's the 25th annual, 25 years.
That's right. And we also have the helicopter ball drop as well.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Oh, so that's, you know, the first prize is $1,000 for the person that has the ball closest to the hole, and then the second prize is $500, which is the ball that is furthest from the hole. So,
that'll be my prize, I'm sure.
Well, I'm right there with you.
That's how lucky I am.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, and we'll see if we can drum you up some folks to make this a real successful event.
Come out and join us. Help our kids, and we love you guys, and we just are so grateful for your support.
Thank you so much.
That does it for the May edition of Our Town. Join us next month when we have more great guests and information.